Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, hey, look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL and a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Former Bills quarterback Drew Bledsoe. A lot of divorce jokes.
Yep.
A lot of Giselle jokes.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing about a roast. If you like the person up there, you're like, ooh, this is tough. Ooh, take it easy. And if you don't like that person, you're like, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't like, whatever. It's a roast. It's how it's supposed to go.
There was one joke that was made that Brady did. This was the
Jeff Ross. It was about Robert Kraft, and yeah. Brady got up and told him not to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I bet
that was the first guest.
I was going to say, if he had been like the fifth roaster, he wouldn't have said that because he quickly realized that like he couldn't stand up every 10 minutes and say,
yeah, no,
please don't say those things.
Yeah, no, you. it's a roast.
This is how this works, Tom.
This is how it works, yeah.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning, 803-0550. Okay, on, you know, if you have a thought on anything we mentioned in the first segment, whether it's the Leaf series or whatever, let's do Chase Claypool. Bill signed Chase Claypool to a contract. Somebody mentioned that he was in town on like Wednesday or Thursday. So I started to think about that as an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't exactly have it as like lock solid information that I was going to report on or anything like that. But you know, somebody put it in my head like, all right, Claypool, what do they got here? And maybe the most puzzling thing of all, if you think it's puzzling, is between Quintez Cephas and Chase Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
People are making a connection about the kind of receiver the Bills want. Big, tall, physical. The Bills are about to be the tallest receiving core in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing about these two that's interesting is one of them was suspended for a year for gambling.
Yeah.
And another was effectively kicked off a team for not trying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been stuff with Claypool.
You could say camp body all you want about Claypool, but I'm going through it here. With everybody reliving Diggs as a problem as they bring in guys like this.
Right.
Quintez Cephas was suspended for a year for gambling, and Chase Claypool was told to stay away from a team facility while they traded him.
Do you remember what he did at the end of his Steelers tenure, too? Like, the Bears thing was he wouldn't block.
And he apologized to teammates for a lack of effort.
Yeah. Like, he just wasn't putting in the effort at all. And it was clear. Like, you could see it in plays. Not even in practice. In plays in the game, you could see him not trying. This is right at the end of his Steelers tenure. Do you remember there's, like, a Thursday night game where he is... The Steelers are driving down the field. Maybe this is during the COVID season. and the Steelers are driving down the field late, like with under a minute to go, maybe under 30 seconds to go. And Claypool makes a catch for a first down, and he starts celebrating. As the clock is ticking and his teammates are running to the line to spike it,
yeah.
He is celebrating, and one of his teammates like has to rip the ball from him to run back to get the ball to the center to spike it, and they cost him like 5 to 10 seconds. And I think they pulled him from the rest of that game. Like, that's another moment where, like, dude, your head's just not screwed on straight. If you are celebrating with 18 seconds left and you are down and you need to, you're still trying to win here. But the Bears stuff might be more, you know, more glaring for character and, but comparing to Diggs, I mean, and Gabe Davis, right? Like, that's very different.
Yeah.
A very different type of person, you would think. That's going to be entering their locker room. But, like, for how long?
Yeah. Claypool, I mean, he had a good start to his career. He burst on the scene with the Steelers and with Ben Roethlisberger and put up some decent numbers. And then it all just went away. And was looking at Matt Harmon, reception perception, Brett Coleman as well, like a couple of the guys talking about Claypool and what he brings. And the general consensus on Claypool was that he had a nice start, and then everyone kind of figured out what he does. And you can't get him open. It's funny, like, somebody referred to it on a Matt Harmon thread as getting Chase Claypool open is kind of like a side quest in a video game. You have to actually spend time making plans how to do it, but you don't have to do it. Like, why would you spend your time? And Harmon made a comparison of Claypool with a player that's very different from Claypool, but the same kind of idea, is Kadarius Toney. Like, you have to spend time figuring out how you're going to get this player open.
Mm-hmm.
And is he a camp body for the Bills? Sure, probably. One thing he does between Quintez Cephas, who's a bigger body guy, a ball winner, and Claypool, and Keon Coleman. And I guess I got to wonder how much Keon Coleman drives this entire conversation about how they just want to be bigger and stronger and more physical. Is it really that we've all just been, well, convinced is the wrong word, but we've all just been primed to think, well, they got Coleman, so they like that kind of player. Oh, and now they've added Quintez Cephas. Oh, and now they've added Chase. They just want big guys they're going to throw 50-50 balls to.
And they traded a pick that was like the lightest receiver in the draft. So,
yep.
There's a, hey, you didn't want Worthy. Why? Well, because you're going for this other type of receiver.
Which, who knows if they had gotten, I mean, if they got Brian Thomas Jr. because he had fallen to them instead, is that the same kind of receiver? I mean, he's big and tall and fast. And
but there's speed there.
Sure, and right. A.D. Mitchell was probably on their board somewhere. I don't know where that would have been. But trying to figure out this Bills offense and what it's going to be, it's been interesting. It's already been an interesting offseason. Beckham going to the Dolphins. I mean, Beckham had decent numbers in Baltimore last year. PFF graded him as a totally acceptable receiver.
The ESPN open score stuff looked at him very favorably last year. Like, he was getting open. He wasn't nearly as dangerous as he's been in the past, but like, he was a good, reliable receiver. And Claypool was like not even in the league, really. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he was on and off, what, the Bears? He gets kicked off the Bears. He's in Miami.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know that. Like, the Dolphins signed Beckham instead of Claypool. And like, in reality, neither of these players are probably going to make much of any impact for either one of these teams. Like, Beckham might help because the Dolphins were nowhere after Hill and Waddle last year. Like, they were, why'd they sign Claypool? Why'd they bring in Robbie Anderson, or Robbie Chosen? Or was it Chosen Anderson?
Who was the guy they had? It was River Craycraft.
River Craycraft. Just, like, they were nowhere at receiver past their top two guys. So that's all Beckham's got to be. Claypool, like, I feel like I would be surprised if he made the team.
I would be. This is the one way. I didn't come into this offseason really pinning my hopes on Justin Shorter, but one way to do it would be to bring in guys like Claypool and Quintez Cephas. Ideally, Justin Shorter, the Bills do have something there, and he blossoms into whatever, and they have nailed Shakir and Shorter as two fifth-round picks that can be contributors. But if Claypool wins a job on this team, it's a—I mean, again, you got to decide. Is it everything the Bills want in a receiver, or is it just a camp body? If I think he's a camp body, I've got to say, ideally, he doesn't make the team. But the battle for the fifth receiver spot, if you do, you know, the receiver room, we're at Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel. Locks those in. And then Mac Hollins is probably four.
Yep.
And everybody else is battling after that, whether that's Quintez Cephas, Justin Shorter.
Maybe for two spots.
Tyrell Shavers. Who knows? But isn't one of those guys likely to make it going to be a special teams guy? And I don't know that Claypool is your guy for that.
Yeah, isn't that what Hollins is, too? Isn't Hollins kind of your special teams guy?
Yeah, could be.
On top of being your number four?
Maybe Justin Shorter is going to be that. Claypool last year with Miami, who, again, Tua won the passing title. They threw the ball all over the yard. He had four catches for 26 yards with Miami last year. And four catches for 51 yards with the Bears last year. So Chase Claypool had eight catches last year. Camp body. Okay, camp body. I don't want to go too far on it. You know, am I devastated they brought in Claypool and the Dolphins brought in Beckham? No, but I feel like the ceiling for Beckham is most certainly higher. Now, Miami is looking for a wide receiver three.
I think the floor also for Beckham is
okay.
That's the thing for me.
Like, right.
Beckham, at the worst, is what he was last year, which is he can be a reliable number three receiver in your offense. And even if there is no ceiling anymore for him, like, I feel like you have evidence last year that he's still going to be at worst, a good depth receiver for you. And the floor for Claypool is
that he comes into
camp and he's not, like, studying or something.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, Beckham gets 1 year, $3 million with the potential to go up to $8 million. It's a cheap deal for Beckham.
Yep.
1 year, $3 million. Incentives can take it to $8 million.
Claypool's weird because, like, he's the tools guy, right? Like, why did he get drafted in the second round a couple of years ago? He's 6'4", 240, and he's fast. Like, he can run. If you watch some of his big plays from those first 2 years where it was working in Pittsburgh, where he had over 1,600 combined yards and 15 touchdowns, like, why was that working? Because he was doing a lot of stuff down the field. Like, his average depth of target, 14 yards right out of the gate. Like, he was catching stuff down the field. And maybe, as you said, like, Harmon and others are breaking down, like, well, teams figured him out. It also could be that he went to Chicago, and that was not a good situation for him.
Like a Stone Age passing offense.
And he didn't have time to figure it out in Miami because he was only there for, what, three games? last year, but I don't know. I think there's enough proof that says, well, maybe they see him as the burner, though. I don't know. Like, again, that's what he did a lot of in Pittsburgh. Like, we don't really care about the size. We don't really care the fact that he's 6'4". He was a deep threat when he entered the league.
It's very difficult to buy. It's funny. I don't want to say the same thing necessarily with everybody, but there are defensive ends that will sign out there that will be contributors, right? Like Leonard Floyd did that, and the Bills will probably sign another defensive end, and I can't rule out that person making a contribution. It just seems like some players, it makes sense. Wait till after the draft, see who still needs your work, a receiver, whatever. And then there are some that just, like Claypool, it must be the minimum. Find a place to latch on.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it works for him. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I listened to a couple national, like the Ringer NFL Show podcast and a couple others about this Bills offseason. They're grading all the teams who had a good and bad offseason. And I hope everyone out there is ready for the offseason conversation about the Bills. Seems to be a very popular theme, Joe, is that Josh Allen is going to have the best year of his career to keep this thing afloat. To keep this thing where it's been. I mean, he has the same year he normally does. You know, probably win like 10, 11 games. But if you think the Bills are a Super Bowl contender and can win this whole thing, then he'll have to go to another level. And he's pretty high as it is. And that gets to a fundamental conversation that we had a lot this year, which I guess we're going to keep having. How, if anybody can get something out of Claypool, it's Josh Allen. And I would ask, why does he have to? You know? 803-0550, Chase Claypool added to the Bills roster. Big night for the Bandits last night.
Yep. 4 straight finals.
I know.
It's pretty good.
It's great. And that arena, of course, lights up. It's a reminder. We just passed the anniversary of the Drury goal against the Rangers over the weekend. The Finneganov goal as well. Yeah. All right, on Claypool at 7:30, we've got Christopher Carter of Locked On Steelers. We'll get the story on how it went there, what went right when it did go right. The Bills have taken a flyer on Chase Claypool. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.